every person has a right to basic knowledge of how to optimize their mind, body, and spirit. Here, I bring to you influential individuals and ideas to help you live a more healthy, fulfilling life. I'm Julie Fouché, and I'd like to welcome you to Pursuing Health. Welcome to episode 4 of Pursuing Health. I just returned home from an exciting and long week at the CrossFit Games, and there I had the opportunity to talk to a lot of interesting people in the community, and I have a lot of fun things to share with you in the coming weeks. This particular episode, I had the opportunity to sit down with Hillary Froning and Ashley Kalipa, the lovely wives of Rich Froning and Jason Kalipa, who were out competing with their teams after leaving the individual competition last year. And I was really interested to talk to Hillary and Ashley because they can give some perspective on what it's like to do CrossFit just for health. Their husbands are obviously competing at a very high level, and CrossFit has affected and changed their lives completely through their husbands, but they obviously are not in the gym training hours and hours every day. So we're going to talk a little bit about their personal athletic backgrounds, what they're doing now, and what impact CrossFit has had on them personally as well as their families. I also have a couple of bonus episodes this week. I had the opportunity to work with an amazing group of people on the demo team at the CrossFit Games who are testing a lot of the workouts over the course of the week and helping Dave Castro with some of the announcements. These are all incredible people and incredibly accomplished athletes, and so I sat down with the men and women of the demo team for a few minutes as well, and they had some insightful things to say. So lots of great content coming your way this week, and lots more coming your way also in the future. So let's get started here with Hillary Froning and Ashley Kalipa with episode 4 of Pursuing Health. So I'm super excited that we're sitting down here with Hillary Froning and Ashley Kalipa, the better halves of Rich Froning and Jason Kalipa, who are out there competing today at the CrossFit Games. And I'm really interested to hear from you guys what it, you both had met your husbands before they started CrossFit, correct?
Yes.
Yes.
So I want to hear from you guys the backstory on what it has been like, because now CrossFit has become a huge part of both of your lives. And so what that transition has been like, and what, how CrossFit has impacted you.
All right, I'll go first.
Okay.
So Jason and I met in high school. Most people know we're high school sweethearts. And, you know, in high school, fitness was no more than working out for being on the football team. Mm-hmm. Other than that, you know, he worked at a conventional gym and did sales there, but working out was not his life.
And how about so, for you? Were you an exerciser ever growing up?
No. I had never actually worked out in my entire life until high school senior. I had to do a class where it was pretty much like working out, and that was the first time I've ever was actually made to work out, and I was dying. And I wasn't like into sports. I love sports, but I just didn't grow up in that environment. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I played in middle school, and then that was about it. You know, I was never good enough for high school sports or anything like that, and so it just wasn't something I was around, and it was new to me working out and everything. You know, in high school you could eat whatever you want, you're a stick, and right. you don't understand health or anything like that. At least for me it wasn't taught to me what's healthy or you should work out, any of that stuff. It just wasn't in my life. And so, you know, Jason working out in the conventional gym, and through college he also did that. And college was when I actually started to work out for once in my life with Jason, because he was at the gym all the time. The only way I could go and see him was if I went and worked out.
Okay.
And that would be the time I'd get to spend with him in college, because he would be working full time and going to school. And that's when he got into CrossFit.
Okay.
Austin, his coach actually currently for the team, who's the one who got him into CrossFit in the first place at the conventional gym. And then he got me into CrossFit back then. So I don't even know. That was like 2007 or something. Mm-hmm. I did my first CrossFit workout there. And so that was the beginning of it. Mm-hmm. And that was just, he switched workouts. That was all it was. It was instead of doing bicep curls, he was doing CrossFit, right. You know. And then the games came. Mm-hmm. And it was just like, oh, you know, sure, let's do this competition. And so he just went and did it and won, obviously. And after that, he opened his gym, and that's where his career led him from mm-hmm. there. So it's been in my life for a pretty long time, you know, since 2008 really mm-hmm. has been there. But it's not, it hasn't been as intense, you know. It probably didn't start really taking over so much of his life until about 2010. And then, you know, the competition starts to come up, and mm-hmm. then there's more training, more time, all of that starts to affect, you know, family time right. and business time and whatever that may be. So, you know, it's been fun. It's been stressful. It's been great. I thank CrossFit for our lives, really, because if he didn't get into CrossFit, we wouldn't be where we are now. Mm-hmm. And there's obviously times that are hard for the family, and they, you know, sometimes like, oh God, I wish he was just in a normal job. But yeah. then we don't have all the things we have because he was in a normal job. Right. We have all the things we have in the life we live because of where he has came from CrossFit and what he did with CrossFit and what he turned it into in his business and everything. So, you know, our lives have been like this for a long time. I don't really remember life without all of this craziness. It's just been like this for so long. So, you know, I can't say anything negative because it's given us such a great life. Yeah.
Wonderful. How about with you?
Sorry.
No, it's good.
I talk a lot.
Rich was also an athlete growing up, right? And then
right.
you, when did you guys meet?
We met in college, and he, same thing, he was a firefighter and in school.
Okay.
Just worked out, you know, occasionally, but he also played baseball in college. And then when he found CrossFit, it was before we were married, same thing. We just found the videos through a professor at Tech. And then on our way to spring break was like, hey, there's a competition. Let's just see, you know, if we're good. You know, his scores were somewhat close to some of the bigger athletes. And, that was the year that they didn't have regionals. It was just the sectionals,
okay.
I believe. So we stopped, and the first day he was like, this is just, these guys are huge. You know, we're going to leave early. You know, we'll just leave after this afternoon. So we were like, okay. Well, then he just kept going, and he, you know, he surprised us. He surprised himself. And then that was the year that he got to go to the games. Same thing. He was like, this is crazy. We'll just see what it's like, right. you know. And that his first year was the year he got second. And so from there on, he was just obsessed with it. And same thing, like Ashley said, you know, it's been crazy to watch CrossFit grow. But mm-hmm. at the same time, you know, we have times where I'm like, oh, geez, I wish it would just slow down a little bit, you know, especially with a new baby right. and everything. But at the same time, we wouldn't be where we were either mm-hmm. without CrossFit. So it's kind of a give and take.
Right. And tell me a little bit about your relationship with exercise or CrossFit.
Zero. It's not. I'm so envious of CrossFit wives who can do it. I'm so bad at, you know, when I leave here, mm-hmm. I am so jealous. I'm going to be fit. I'm going to go home and I'm going to try it. And then after about a month, I'm like, this is so hard. I just can't stick with it. So, and I know that he would love for me to do it. Mm-hmm. I know that he would. I've never been athletic. I'm not competitive. I'm probably the least competitive person, and it drives him crazy.
That's probably why you match so
yes,
well.
Yes, it drives him
otherwise
crazy.
Otherwise you'd butt heads.
Yes, yeah. And so, I don't know. I wish that I could stick with it. I just...
But you have
no excuse.
Tried at times, tried. Right? You've gone
oh,
through
yeah.
different phases.
I will do it for 2 months straight mm-hmm. and then 3 months off, and then 2 months, right. and then 5 months off. You know, it just kind of comes and goes. So
that's cool. And your late last time, I think I was with you guys. You had some. You were doing it with a friend or something in the garage, and Rich wasn't
yes,
allowed to go.
Yes, he
in.
Could
you
not.
Had certain ground rules.
No. Yes. When I do it with my friend Lacey and my sister Allie, mm-hmm. and it's just fun. And yeah. and if I can't do it, like he will give us the workout, or James, they kind of take turns, mm-hmm. and. I mean, if I don't think I can do it, I'm just like, okay, guys, we're not, we're going to modify this a little bit. And then we tell him and he gets so mad. He's like, that was not the point. And I'm like, it's okay. We still worked out. Yeah.
Better than nothing.
Yeah.
And Ashley, what is your workout schedule
so,
right now?
I try to work out Monday through Friday, mm-hmm. 5 days a week, but my workouts are, Jason programs for me
okay.
every day. I just ask him, like, send me a workout, mm-hmm. and I don't let him give me anything longer than 20 minutes.
Okay.
I like being in the garage for more than 20
right.
minutes.
Right.
I do it when Kaden naps.
Okay.
So I have other stuff to do. I don't have time to be in there for an hour and just, like, work on my fitness. Mm-hmm. I'm doing it not because I want to work out, because if I don't work out, I will not be happy with my body and how I look. Like, you know, mm-hmm. the fact is most people, a lot of people, they're working out to look good and be healthy. Mm-hmm. They're not looking to do it to compete or to be the best, like lift the most weight or to do this the fastest or whatever it may be. Like,
right.
you know, I want to be happy with what I look like in my body. And I know that if I don't work out, I can't do, I won't be happy with that. Mm-hmm. And I also can't eat some of the things I want to eat.
Right.
I like to eat. I do. So,
and you're a great cook too.
And so I know I need to, you know, I need a workout, and CrossFit is the most fun workout mm-hmm. that I've ever experienced. So of course, and I have a whole garage gym attached right. to my house. So, you know, I go in there and I get something done. I just, do 10 to 20 minutes of whatever he sends me. He knows he's not programming things that are super heavy or anything. It's, you know, mostly just Metcon type things mm-hmm. and things I could do quick with light weights. I can't hurt myself because I'm by myself. So you also yeah. don't want to, you know, pass out in right. the garage and I have a baby sleeping in the house. So, you know, I do that, and I try to do what I can.
That's great.
Yeah.
And I think so many people can relate with that, because you know, I'm sure there's a lot of couple, you know, once people find out about CrossFit, it's all they can talk about. They become obsessed with it. And there's probably a lot of couples who one person is really into it. One person is like, hey, I'm just going to do my 10 minutes or my 20 minutes a yeah. day and be healthy. And
yeah.
that's great.
Yeah.
So I think it's great for people to hear about that. How else has CrossFit affected maybe other parts of your life? Like maybe how you eat. I know you cook a lot of really good paleo meals, but maybe nutrition, maybe anything else.
I mean, for me, Jason's not one of those super strict eaters. He's not, mm-hmm. he would eat whatever I cooked him.
Mm-hmm.
I just, for myself, if I'm cooking, I have control over it and I can make things good while being healthy.
Mm-hmm.
So then why not eat healthier if it could still taste good mm-hmm. when I'm in control of it? And then when we go out, you know, you eat. things that you normally wouldn't eat mm-hmm. and you get to indulge a little bit there. But when I'm cooking, you know, I try to keep, you know, I never ate paleo or zone or whatever that may be, mm-hmm. you know, I never was really into that whole thing. But, in the past couple of years, I've got more also because of the kids, you know, I want my kids to be eating healthy if they can. And mm-hmm. they will enjoy things that a lot of kids wouldn't even touch. And it's just because I've made it, and it's, they eat what we eat. I don't make them separate meals. I make whatever it is. And they are usually paleo meals that I do make for dinner and lunch and breakfast throughout the day. The kids do have a little bit more, you know, like they'll have bread and things like that I don't eat. But, for the most part, my cooking has changed, and that's what I enjoy doing now. Just because it's healthy and it keeps me somewhat eating well during the week. So
that's great.
Yeah.
And how about the community? Are you both very involved in your gym's community, or do you have any role in, you know, running the gym or working with the gym?
We don't. We have a lady named Yvette who runs our gym, and
who
she
is amazing.
Yes, she has just been such a blessing. She just takes over all mayhem and all of our events, and she has a full-time job already, so she just amazes me at how much time she fits in to do so much for Mayhem and for all of our level ones. Like, she just goes above and beyond. I mean, she opens up her house for people who come, and she makes them dinner, and she organizes, you know, a barbecue on Saturdays, and I'm like, don't you want a weekend? She does it, yeah. You know, so she's been great. But we, every event that we have, we try to go, and, you know, every level one that we have at the gym, if Rich is in town, he goes to see everybody too. So he tries hard to be part of it, as much as he can, as long as he's in town.
Yeah. For us, it's a little different because we have so many gyms and we have corporate, and I mean, it's huge right now. So, Jason's extremely involved in the business. For myself, I used to, the first couple of years when it was small, I used to do, you know, all the accounting, all the memberships, processing, all that kind of stuff. But then, you know, a couple of years ago, it just got too big once I had Ava. And we, you know, have people in place for, you know, all that kind of stuff. We have a CFO now, and we have general managers, and we have this and that. So, there, I mean, there's no place for me in the gym when it comes to running it. It's just too big. It's a big corporation now. It's in, you know, it's just, it would be too hard for me really to be involved anyway. But any events and things like that, I personally want to go to try to at least, I mean, there's always new coaches and, I mean, members, there's no way I could keep up with it, but, you know, just to show my face and my, my support at least and be there. But Jason's working every day that we're home. He is at the going gym to gym, corporate to corporate, all day long, every day, and working on the business because that's his focus right now. So he's definitely the one.
It's impressive to see how quickly it's grown and how big. Wow. All right. I want to end with three questions that I ask everyone. So first one is three things that you do on a regular basis that you think have the biggest positive impact on your health. And it can be anything. It doesn't have to be exercise or or just one or two.
I would say one, it's my cooking, cooking healthy for the family. I think that obviously has a positive effect on all of us. Two, I would say for me personally, trying to work out 5 days a week. And then third, health-wise. I guess, you know, just laughing with my kids.
That's a great one.
Or chasing them. Yes. I mean, I feel like I chase Lakeland everywhere.
Just I don't sit down anymore.
Family time. It's pretty nice to sit down. See? That's why you don't need to work
out. Have you sat down today? No. Because the first time I sat down today.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Anything else?
No.
Yeah, think of anything? What is a healthy life look like to you?
I mean, a healthy life to me is taking care of your body, taking care of your family, and just being happy with you know, who you are, what you have, and making the best out of that, you know, the best you can.
Love it.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, thank you guys so much
for
sitting down
with
me. Yeah, I really enjoyed talking to you, and I think a lot of people will be able to relate and will be excited to hear what you have to say.
So Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for tuning into this episode. I'd love to hear your feedback, so please leave comments under this post on my website, juliefouche.com. Also, if you like what you hear, subscribe to the podcast on iTunes and give us a rating, and share your thoughts on social media. You can use the hashtag JFHealth with any feedback or questions or ideas for future episodes. So thanks again for listening, and we will catch you next time on Pursuing Health.